Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. So for today's show, I'm going to actually piggyback off of the show I did last week. And I want to carry on the conversation around the topic we started in the very last segment. So if you missed last week's show, I'll give you just a real quick recap here in a second. If you want to hear it in its entirety, I would tell you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and that show's archived there as a podcast, as are all of the shows that I do, any of the other radio hosts, and of course, Del Walmsley's show, the Del Walmsley Radio Show, which is on during the week. So be sure to check that out. And the topic of last week's show was inheritance. And we spent the first three segments of the show focused on your inheritance. You know, if you might get one, whether you might, and looked at a few articles around that topic, and in particular a study, pretty in-depth study, lots of interesting numbers there that they uncovered, the two authors, and they were trying to address the question, you know, if you have a gap in your retirement savings, which many people do, that may be you, can you expect an inheritance, and can you expect that inheritance to bolster those retirement funds, to close the gap for you, essentially? But we uncovered a few problems with that notion. Number one, the amount inherited in most cases, it's simply too small. And then they went into some averages, and of course, if you think about averages and you add the wealthy in, really extremely wealthy, they pull that average up in terms of inheritance. And in fact, they are probably, if I take it from an odds perspective, better prepared, better situated to actually bequeath their wealth because they plan for that. They work with estate planners. They have family offices that manage this whole kit and caboodle for them. But for the layperson out there, the average person, we learned that the amount commonly, you know, the median, I guess, inherited is $55,000. And that's the median. That's the middle point. That means half of all inheritances are below that number. So is that going to close your retirement gap? Probably not. What we also learned, a very consistent number over the years, is that just 20% of families actually have received some form of inheritance. Just 20%, so one in five. And where I want to go with today's show is I want to flip that on its head and say, how do you and I, investors, people with family, with people, you know, with kids, with grandkids, with community, with church, whoever that we want to inherit something, that we want to bequeath something to, how do we make sure that 20% becomes a 100%, a guaranteed thing for those heirs? And of course, I'm not talking in this case just about a simple inheritance, just cash, right? Here's some cash. Here's some retirement funds that I just didn't quite get to building, you know, pulling down since I passed away. But rather, we're talking about a legacy, something a little broader, a little bigger, I would say. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about how you build that legacy and something you actually need to do even before you start thinking about that legacy. It's important for you. If you haven't thought about that already, we're going to talk about that. Now, if you do have any questions today, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. That's Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated, luinc.com. So, how do you ensure that you create a legacy? What do you need to do? What is involved there? You have to build wealth, right? We need to focus on building wealth, building a business, in a lot of cases. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We build businesses around real estate in particular and building cash flow for the next generation or whoever those heirs might be. And I have to stress here, we want to focus on cash flow, not just simply amassing a pile of coins, change, wealth exclusively. We want to hand down cash flow rather than just that big old stack of money. Because what happens, we know, it's the same dilemma that you run into as you get to retirement and you're sitting on a pile of gold. You're going to start spending that and you're going to spend it down and it's going to disappear. Cash flow, on the other hand, it keeps going. It keeps going if you build it right. So we want to build wealth, a business in essence in this case, and cash flow to hand, to pass down to that heir, to the next generation. But before we get to that legacy, Let me give you an analogy. It has been a long time since I've done this. Now, I've gotten into airplanes for the reason of getting out of them at altitude, 14,000 feet as a skydiver, but I have not flown commercially in a very long time. Even before the pandemic started, I had not flown probably in a good year. So we're going on over 2 years now. But if you think back to the last time that you did take a commercial flight, and you sat down in your chair, and just before the, or maybe even as the airplane is taxiing for takeoff, the flight attendants, they line up down the row, and they start talking to you, you know, walking through the security procedures, you know, hey, if you're in the exit row, do you know how to open the door? Are you strong? And they get to the oxygen mask. And what do they say? They say, you put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you worry about that kid sitting in the chair next to you. And that's what we have to talk about first of all. Before you get to building that legacy for your heirs, your kids, maybe your grandkids, whoever that is, we got to set you up first. What do we have to do? We need to make sure that you have your oxygen mask on first. And what's that look like? Well, first of all, we're going to give you some breathing room in your current situation. Make you breathe a little easier. And after that, we're going to build and we're going to shoot for financial freedom. I'll define that for you. And then we're going to go one step farther and we're going to make sure that you are real estate retired. I differentiate here between the two. And ultimately, we're going to get there by building that passive cash flow, creating that passive cash flow through income producing rental real estate, single family houses, as well as apartments. We're going to talk about both of those today. I was in a conversation with somebody totally unrelated, not an investor, but somebody that's been talking about this, thinking about this for some time and is having trouble decide, do I want to do single family or do I want to do multifamily? That does tie into the discussion today. We'll get to that in the latter part of the program. But when we come back, we're going to talk about getting that oxygen mask on you first. So stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and if you've got questions today, the number here in the studio is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. In fact, I got a great question the other day. Somebody out of state, catching the show live somehow out of Texas or listening on the podcast. I mentioned the website a minute ago, lifestylesunlimited.com. All of our shows are archived there. But a person in Indiana was saying, hey, you got anything going on up this way? We absolutely do. Got a great live event going on next week. At the end of July, we'll have our 2-day financial freedom seminar going on up that way as well, taught by Greg. He's an investor out of Michigan that he and his wife are operating a multifamily property in Indianapolis. So very familiar with that area. That will be going on live and in person. I mentioned on last week's show, so basically, we're getting back to business live. Now, we're still doing everything virtually as well for those that want to continue from the comfort of your home. And I get that. Very hot out there, sitting in the air conditioner. Great way to do it. But if you want to get out and shake hands again, see those smiles, we are live with a lot of our events. I mentioned the case study I went to a week ago Thursday. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I am, we had one of our multifamily road trips. Well, what is that? Well, it's basically an event. Starts at the offices in Las Colinas, where we have our brick-and-mortar building in Irving. This is in between Dallas and Fort Worth, if you're not in the area. And when we meet there in the morning, have a lot of time for networking, a little bit of intro from a couple of vendors, in this case, talking about insurance and roofing, as it were. Then we get a presenter up there, which is one of our members that has taken down a deal, a lead investor, and they tell us about this apartment deal and where they are in their progress, in their process, and everything about the numbers. And we're going to get into those numbers a little bit later in the show, but I was excited to be back out there again in person. Normally Fridays for me, that's Daddy Sunday. And, well, my son came with me. Now, I'm not sure what my four-year-old had to take away at the end of the day from the multifamily road trip in terms of cap rates and cap rate compression and interest rates and roofing and insurance, but I was happy to get him out there, get him accustomed to that sort of environment. There were a lot of people, a lot of investors there, new to me, people I haven't seen in a long time. Great to see them again. So we are doing that live, and I'm going to tell you about another big event that's going to be right here in our backyard as well, later in the year, in September, that you're not going to want to miss. And as we talk through the show today and we talk about building our wealth and creating our cash flow, you're going to come away from this event with, if you don't have this plan already, you're going to leave and you're going to have your passive income plan in hand so that you can move on down the road and do what we're talking about today, which is creating wealth, building cash flow, eventually legacy, which is what I'm now trying to do for my little guy, my little four-year-old. But like we said in the prior segment, first we have to get you set up. And going back to that airplane analogy, the flight attendants, they tell you that before liftoff, before takeoff, they go through all the safety procedures. And one of those is that if the cabin pressure drops, what happens? That mask is going to come down from the ceiling. They show you how to turn on the oxygen. And they tell you, before you try putting this on anybody else, take care of yourself first. If you don't do that first, you're not going to be able to help the other people around you. So from a real estate perspective, we need to make sure that you are taken care of first. So we're going to go down that path, and it begins by creating that passive cash flow and simply giving yourself a little bit of breathing room at the start. You don't want to overwhelm yourself thinking about, well, if I want to replace my income and I'm in a high dollar, you know, very, very six-figure salary job, that's going to be a lot. I don't think I can do that. Start simply by giving yourself some breathing room. Start by creating a little bit of passive income, maybe just an extra $500 a month. That can go a long way. I've got an example later of a single family house that does that very thing, $500 a month, and then grow it to $1,000 a month, passive coming in the door, net into your pocket, $2,000. You get to $3,000, it starts to really make a difference. Now what you're going to need to do is focus on covering all of your expenses, your monthly expenses, with that passive income. And it's interesting, you know, I'm a single family investor primarily here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we've had to release a few houses as our residents have bought their own, which, hey, good for them, congratulations, it's a tough market out there. But as we go through the lease-up process, one of the questions I ask, because I do self-manage, when I get those calls is, well, tell me about your monthly income. What is your gross, your pre-tax monthly income? Because I want to see three times the rent in terms of gross income. And I'm always amazed. People don't know. They don't know what they're making. So what about you? What are you spending? That's a more important question right now. So I want you to focus on your expenses and sit down and figure out what that number is, because that is your target. Add together, if you own your house, you're paying on it on a mortgage, what is that mortgage amount? You're probably escrowed, so insurance and taxes included, car payments, daycare, health care, food budget, utilities, any hobbies. I mentioned skydiving. If you're like me and do that, you know it's not the cheapest. Maybe you golf. Not cheap either. Add all of that together. That number, that monthly number that's going out every month, that's what you need to achieve with your passive cash flow. When you meet that number, even exceed it, then you are financially free. It's a wash. You're covering all your expenses out of that cash flow. Now, you're probably still working at this point, and that's great. Now you got two incomes coming in the door in tandem. Things get going a little faster now. That snowball, boy, it really starts cranking. So now we've achieved that financial freedom. We've met our expenses with our passive income. What do I want you to do? I want you to now focus on replacing your income. Now, I'm going to stretch here a little bit. I'm going to make an assumption. I'm going to assume that your income is already higher than your monthly expenses. Now, I know that's not the case for everybody. What do we do in America? Live beyond our means. A lot of people do. But that's not you. You've met your expenses with your passive cash flow. Now, we need to meet that income from your job. And if you're married or have a significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whatever, add those together. You need to meet and exceed that income. And when you do that with your passive income, now You are real estate retired. You've now got the oxygen mask on. Okay, now you can start to worry about those other people around you that you want to build that legacy for. You can keep working. You're real estate retired. You don't have to actually retire. A lot of investors don't. They get to that point where, boy, talk about a big sigh of relief, especially during the pandemic when everyone's worried about, am I going to get that pink slip? Everything is tanking around me. Now it's shooting back up in the other direction, as we know, but you don't have to worry when you're real estate retired because you have that income coming in passively already. Now, like we said, you got that mask on, you can focus on your kids, your grandkids, your church, that charity that you work for and you love spending time at, whatever that is that you're going to bequeath your wealth to. Now we start building that wealth and that cash flow. Now think back to that flight attendant on the commercial airline, if you remember ever flying in the past. What do? Well, they give you instructions. They tell you exactly what to do in the event of this particular emergency. Here's how you activate the oxygen. Here's where you put it. Here's how everything works. You need somebody in front of you that stands in front of you and shows you exactly what to do. What I'm talking about now is education. We're going to talk about single family. We're going to talk about multifamily. But you need to understand how education plays into building that legacy. So stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest Wealth and Passive Income Expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and if you've got questions today, the number here is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And we're building off of last week's show where we talked about inheritance and whether that's going to close your retirement gap. And really the answer to that is no, it's not. 70% of millennials think they're going to get an inheritance. 40% of their parents are planning on bequeathing something. But we also learned that only 20% of families actually receive anything as part of an inheritance. So how do we go beyond that 20% and ensure that our heirs are set, that there's a 100% chance that they gain from us wealth, cash flow, treasure, whatever it is? That's what we're talking about today. But to begin with, before we can even think about building legacy, we have to make sure that you are set, that you, the parents, the grandparents, whoever you are, that you are taken care of first, that your retirement is not one of those retirements that has those very gaps that we're talking about. We talked in the prior segment what that means. That means, first of all, creating a little bit of breathing room, then building upon that and achieving financial freedom, which means meeting or exceeding your monthly expenses simply with passive cash flow, passive income from your real estate investments, single family houses or multifamily or both, some mix of those two. And then we go beyond that and we become real estate retired because what have we done? We've met or even exceeded our W-2 income, our jobs. The income we get from our jobs. Can I retire now? I can absolutely retire. But at a minimum, I have so much peace of mind at this point. It is wonderful. And once you achieve financial freedom and are real estate retired, guess what? It is very, very easy to continue doing what you've been doing, what you did to get there, to build that legacy, to build that wealth, to create that cash flow. But there is a prerequisite. And going back to the analogy I made earlier of the flight attendant instructing you to put your oxygen mask on before you try to attend to those elderly or those kids sitting next to you or somebody else, take care of yourself first. Okay, we've done that. What else happens? That flight attendant stands in front of you and gives you instructions, gives you directions, tells you what to do. Here is how you take care of yourself. Well, we've defined that broadly. It's creating passive income. Well, how do you do that? Well, Lifestyles Unlimited, we do that by investing in single-family houses, rental houses, as well as multifamily apartments. But you do need to get an education. You do need to learn the vocabulary. You do need to learn what is a hard money loan. We use that a lot when we take down a single-family house. I mentioned going to the multifamily road trip on Friday, taking my four-year-old. He did not come away with an improved vocabulary by any means, but I did. I learned what's going on in the insurance industry right now. Now, I've been doing this for 9+ years, so this is not totally new. But the markets shift, and it's good to hear what's happening in single family as well as multifamily. So education is not a one and done. It's an ongoing process. And along with education, I think a very, very key point for anyone out there, I don't care what level you're at, is having somebody, finding somebody that's ahead of you on the path that you are following that you can trail behind and learn from. And essentially, I'm talking about a mentor. And that's what Lifestyles Unlimited has been doing for over 30 years now. We are an education and mentoring group. And I bring this up in part because I was talking with somebody. I met him at the grocery store, just came up in conversation. He was standing in line. And this guy, told him what I do, because I'm always telling people what I do because I want to find that next deal. And he said, I've been reading books. I've been online. I want to invest. He knows what he wants to do. He's figured out that this is his, it's the right path to get to that financial freedom. But what he cannot decide, this is what we talked about. He's like, but single family, that seems easier. It seems like I can get my head around it. Apartments, I understand how syndications work, but he just couldn't decide. And I could see as I was talking with this guy that he is at risk of assuming that what I call the deer in headlights position, just freezing. And then doing nothing. Indecision in this case, or maybe a lack of guidance, it's what's going to happen. It's going to lead to inaction. And he's not going to go down either of those paths. And that concerns me. And I told him about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. And then we're going to shift and look at single family and look at multifamily, because they do have different characteristics. And depending on your starting point and depending on your goals, for example, are you targeting cash flow out the gate, or do you need to build wealth? What is more important for you right now? And then maybe 5 years from now, and then maybe down the road, that's going to dictate a little bit of which of those paths you choose to go down. How much capital are you starting with? That's important as well. What is your net worth? Those are all things that a mentor is going to do. They're going to look at your situation and give you that guidance. For me and my wife, 9+ years ago, we sat down with the mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited. We expressed our concern about my wife's job, her W-2. She hated it. We needed cash flow to replace that income to get her out of there. So we went down the single family path. I'll tell you why. But back to this guy's question, single family, multifamily, education, and mentoring. Let me tell you about a very important event, very exciting event, live and in person, like everything else that we're starting to pick back up with. And it's happening here in my backyard. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're going to have our 2021 Wealth and Passive Income Expo right here in Dallas-Fort Worth in Irving. It's at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. It's going to be Labor Day weekend. It's Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. You got to get out there. You got to go. If you're interested in creating that financial freedom, becoming real estate retired, and then going on to build legacy like we're talking about today, you have to be there. Legacy is a huge concept behind this whole, listen to the title, Wealth and Passive Income Expo. We're talking about both of those things. And as I mentioned, when you come away from that, you will leave with your passive income in plan if you don't have one already. So talking to that guy that I was talking to at the store, he needs to be there. I told him about it, of course. Wealth and Passive Income Expo. You can learn more if you go to the website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Networking, you will meet so many people there. If you're like this guy, you're not sure, single family, multifamily, this is the place to be to ask those questions. What did you do? What are you doing now? How did it work out? What kind of returns? What kind of cash flow? What markets are you in now? What markets are you getting into next? And if you're doing the apartment stuff, well, what lead investors are you working with? Who have you seen good success with? Networking is extremely important. Education, extremely important. And there will be a lot of breakout sessions that will take you down that path in terms of education. And like I said, you will come away with that path in place. So go check that out, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. $97 off Andy Passer Package. Just use my name, A-N-D-Y, all caps, as the promo code. I'm excited. That's just a couple months away now. It's coming fast. And again, having gotten out just this past 2 weeks ago to the Case Study Live and in person this past week, the multifamily road trip. I didn't make it yesterday, but we had our single family road trip here in Dallas-Fort Worth as well. And I mentioned in an earlier segment, we're starting to kick those off across the country. I'm looking at the calendar here. I see stuff going on in Portland, Houston, Salt Lake City, Austin, here in North Texas again, Phoenix in-person multifamily road trip later in July, Tampa, Seattle. So if you want to learn more, if you're outside of Texas and you want to learn more, what's going on in your neck of the woods, send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. Let's make sure you get out to these events so that you do learn and become educated and become connected and figure out single family, multifamily, what direction do I want to go? And on that note, which direction should you go? Let's talk a little bit about single family, and let's talk a little bit about multifamily. I'm going to look at this from kind of three points of view. One is level of control. Now, as a single family investor, I self-manage my properties. I maintain full control. I decide who goes in as a contractor. I decide who I lease that property to. I decide when I take the rent up, how much I'm going to take it up at renewal time. Maybe I decline to renew. I am in control. I'm also an investor passively in multifamily, where I have zero control beyond the start when I decide if I want to get into that deal or not and how much money I might put into it. So control is an important question. Cash flow, how important is that to you? And then what is your timeline and wealth building? What is the wealth building aspect of each of those two modes of investing, single family and multifamily? We'll get to that in the final segment, so be sure to stick around. We'll be right back.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Last segment, if you have any questions, the number here is 855-497-4335, or send me an email anytime to askandy@luinc.com, Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated, askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking today, we're piggybacking off of last week's show in particular, where we talked about inheritance, got to the very end of the show, flipped it on its head, talked about legacy, giving our money down the line, bequeathing to our heirs in essence. How do we get there? Because we've heard that there are gaps. 20% of families inherit anything at all. What they inherit, it tends to be pretty meager based on the studies we saw last week. How do we bridge that? How do we make sure it's 100% chance that my four-year-old's going to get something and that it's not that meager winnings when I pass? Well, we do that by building passive income and creating wealth through residential real estate, single-family houses and apartments. Which is better? Well, that depends on your situation. But even before you start to think about that legacy, as we've said throughout the show, you have to take care of yourself first. Put that oxygen mask, as you talk about, you hear from the flight attendants on the commercial airlines, put it on yourself first before you worry about that kid. Once you achieve your financial freedom and you are real estate retired, then it's very, very easy to just continue doing what you did to get to that point, to create that legacy, to create that wealth and that cash flow that you will then bequeath to that heir, whoever that may be. Now, the question that came up recently when I ran into someone just talking to a guy off the street, essentially, it turns out he was looking to become an investor and he didn't know where to start. I think he'd caught a few of these programs even, but he wasn't sure, single family or multifamily, which way do I go? Well, I did a couple things. I pointed him first and foremost to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, which we will have coming up. Huge event. Last year, we had over 5,000 investors present. It's going to be this year. Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th at the Irving Convention Center here in Dallas-Fort Worth, the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. And you can learn more if you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. But I told him, look, you got to get out to this thing. He's here in the area. Gave him the promo code, my name, all caps, Andy, $97 off. It gets him in the door. But that's the place for him to go to answer those questions if he can wait that long. I also told him go to Lifestyles Unlimited, check out the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. We do our free workshops. You can learn more there as well. In fact, you should do it sooner than later so that you go to the big event, maybe with a little bit improved vocabulary. You're able to have those conversations in a little bit more directed manner. You'll know who you need to seek out. Maybe you fine-tuned that question around whether single family or multifamily by then, but that's the place to be. That's the place I told this guy, you got to get there. Now, when it comes to his question, single family or multifamily, whether you're trying to achieve financial freedom and become real estate retired or continue to build that wealth for your heirs, let's talk about some of the pros and I'm not even going to say cons, some of the advantages of each. And we talked a little bit ahead of the break in the last segment about control. Depending on how you pick up your single family houses and manage those, that portfolio, if you manage those, well, then you maintain control. A lot of investors I know do hand that off to property managers. They give up that control. They manage the manager, essentially. We do that a lot in apartments as well. The lead investors do. You maintain control there. Now, if you want to be fully hands-off, go the apartment route. Become a passive investor. You figure out how to read the marketing materials, the private placement memoranda, which informs you about any given deal. Decide if that's the one for you, if it meets your cash flow requirements, your timeline. Some are longer term holds than others. Well, when do you need that cash back out? Returns, etc., cash into the deal, what's the minimum? When you learn, when you get educated and learn how to analyze each of these deals, you figure out, I'm going to go with this one, 25K in, 50K in, whatever it is. And after you've done that portion of your analysis, that's it. You're done. You're a passive. Congratulations. You're in a deal. Now you sit back and you wait. And now the question becomes, how long do you wait? That takes me away from the notion of control. And by the way, if you do like control and you do like apartments, don't be the passive. You need to go take down your own deal as an independent rental owner, small multifamily perhaps, or become a lead investor. Pool resources with those passives and become the project manager and run that deal. Then you maintain that control. And at that multifamily road trip, who did I meet? I met a lot of lead investors that do exactly that. And they love it. And they're doing great. Some are on their first deal, some are on their third, some are on their fifth, and more. We have it all at Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll meet a lot of those folks, by the way, at the expo as well. So control is certainly a question. And then cash flow is a hugely important question for my wife and me. And when we sat down with the mentor and she understood our pain points, which in our concrete case was my wife's loathed job, she said, you need cash flow. You need cash flow quick. And houses are going to throw off cash flow faster than anything else. Why? Well, renovating a house, no matter how big the rehab, is far faster than massively renovating a big apartment complex. And I've got a deal I'm looking at here. I mentioned earlier, you want to create some breathing room and build to that financial freedom. And it starts with the first deal. And the deal I'm looking at here, this was in Houston, 1960s build, 1,800 some odd square feet. Asking price, purchase price, $89,000. I love that entry point. And the after repair value, the value, expected value, market value once this house is fixed up, $170,000. That's a big spread. It also tells me it probably needs a lot of renovations, a lot of work. That's okay. Out of pocket to get that deal done, start to finish, close with hard money, get the rehab done, refi out on the backside, get it rented, about $30,000. But here's the cool part. Estimated projected cash flow per month, and I'll tell you, our realtors at Lifestyles Unlimited, they tend to be conservative, so it's probably a bigger number, but it's a little bit north of $500. So when we talked earlier about creating some breathing room, this house does it. $500 a month covers easily my utilities, my food bill. Add another house at $500, we're at $1,000. Another two after that, we're at $2,000. It really is that easy. But you have to be confident. You have to understand the numbers. You have to understand how the deal works. But easy, very easy to get that $500 in your pocket. We need a cash flow. If you need cash flow, single family, quick way to do it. Cash on cash return in this deal, 21%. What are you making on your CDs? What are you making in the bank? Ain't nowhere near that. 21%. Capital gains on this particular deal, this is the wealth creation side of it. Just during that very first process, buy, rehab, and refinance, we create $15,000 in equity on top of the 30 we've put in. So that's a 50% gain right there. That's great. That is wealth creation. Now, how do apartments compare? $500 a month on one door in this house, apartments tend to be a little less on the cash flow side. And depending on the deal type that you're getting into, it may take longer to see that cash flow. So here again, it goes back to your goals, your needs. Does your wife have to get out of that job in a hurry? Then it's single family, perhaps. If you've got time, if you've got capital, or you're maybe more focused on building wealth, I would say apartments. You're going to get the cash flow. We don't do the deal if it doesn't cash flow. But it may be a little lighter, maybe a little bit farther out. Some of the apartment deals we take down, they are just like the houses in that they do need a lot of work. They're what we call value add. And they may be as far as a year out before you start to see cash flow. Even longer, depending on how heavy the lift is. So again, it goes back to what do you need right now? Figure that out. That's where that mentor will help you and start to go down that path. And if you don't need the cash flow now, apartments, again, great way to go, because that $15,000 in equity gain we saw in the house, apartments are going to blow that away. So in a nutshell, if I need that cash flow, I'm going to go the route of the houses. If that's less important, I want to build my wealth, I'm going to go the route of those apartments. And the multifamily road trip I went to this past Friday, holy cow, I wish I'd have gotten in on that deal. This is here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 3 years projecting 131% return. That means if I put $100,000 in, I'm going to get $231,000 out after 3 years. 131% return. Now, you didn't have to put $100,000 into the deal, just by way of easy math. $25,000, you know, I don't know what their minimum was, but the numbers, phenomenal. And the cash flow on this particular deal, not too shabby either. Now, we do apartment deals that are not those deep value add, that on the other end of the spectrum are called yield plays and do throw off cash flow from day one. A little bit different than houses. Got a lot more doors, typically 100, 200, maybe more, and wealth building will occur as well. Typically, it's a trade-off, cash flow or wealth. Sometimes you see both. But you need to learn, you need to get that education so you know how to identify those. And again, eventually you start to build that passive income, whether it's the cash flow focus or the wealth, through houses or apartments. I see house deals that have a little less cash flow and a lot more equity. There are a lot of deals out there. But you got to get educated, learn how to analyze those, talk with a mentor, figure out which direction to go, single family or multifamily, and start to go down that path. And before you know it, you're financially free. A little bit later, you're real estate retired. And then you keep growing. Maybe you shift, like we have, from that cash flow focus on single family to multifamily. My wife and I have started going all in on apartments because we've got the cash flow. We want that wealth now for that little guy. We're building that legacy, and you can too. But it takes that education. Go check out lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn more. You can click on the button at the top for our free workshop or go learn about our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That'll be in September, Labor Day weekend. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code Andy for that discount. Hey, thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.